You know who else is on my tail and obsessed with me? It's this woman named, wow, what is her name? Christine Harrington? She's got a YouTube channel called Eternal Life Plan, and she just put this video out about me.
There are two moles inside of Church Militant leaking information to one of Mike Parrott's pals, who in turn is giving the information to Mike Parrott.
Whoa! Dramatic music! Oh my goodness!
First of all, lady, you think there are only two moles inside of Church Militant? That place is leakier than... Oh, man.
Hello, everyone. This is Christine Harrington with Eternal Life Plan. And I've had a lot of people, high influencers in the Catholic social media space, that have asked me to come forward and talk about my response to Michael Voris. I've also had a lot of followers reach out and ask me my opinion as well. So this video is to address this, but also to address what I found out. There are two moles that are leaking information. And the only way that this information could be leaked is by board members. That's right, you heard that right. Because my time with Church Militant, as you know, was from September of 2021 through April of 2022.
That's 5 months. This woman worked for Church Militant for 5 months. And in that time, she was part of the sustained harassment campaign against yours truly. She goes on to admit that she worked mostly remote. In other words, she would come into Detroit 1 week a month. And in a period of time of 5 months, she has concluded that she understands the organization well enough to conclude that the only way that I keep getting the scoop on these bastards is that the board of directors is giving me the scoop. And she knows this, and because, well, she worked there for... How many of you had a high school job that lasted longer than that? I had a high school job that lasted longer than Christine Harrington lasted at Church Militant. She makes some more interesting admission. I don't know. Do you want to continue listening to this? She's kind of funny. She makes some interesting admission. She does talk about Christine Niles. Let's hang with her for another minute or two.
And it was a 5 month short lived employment there. And I saw a lot, I heard a lot, and I observed a lot.
How do you see a lot and hear a lot and observe a lot from your basement?
As well. So hear me out on this.
Oh, we're hearing
this
you out.
This is why it has to be a board member that's leaking the information.
I like that she talks slow, so I can get in between.
When I worked at Church Militant, we were never privy to any communication at all.
Who's the we? The 5 month old employee was not privy to any communication at all? Imagine that. No, they're not. Christine Harrington. This is the problem with you boomers. You think you're so important and self-righteous that you deserve to have the inside track. I was there 5 months, so I'm an expert.
We were rarely told anything that was going on. We wouldn't even know if Michael Voris was moving in a new direction or not. So
he doesn't owe you an explanation. You are a low-level staffer who works part-time from home. He doesn't owe you an explanation. Look, I'm not defending Voris. He's, his record of blood and semen and feces speaks for itself.
It has to be a board member that's leaking this information. I started getting direct messages 3 days before Christine Niles resigned. And then shortly after that, I was getting direct messages that Michael Voris was also going to be forced to resign. Now, I can tell you, in the studio, they didn't know any of this. So it has to be a board member that's leaking the information to one of Mike Parrott's pals. I know who the pal is, but I'm not going to say who it is. So something happened. This board, who consisted mostly of Church Militant employees and a friend of Michael Voris's, he was completely surrounded by yes people all the time. This board is not going to push back on him at all. So something happened that pushed these board members back to the wall, where they were forced into making this decision to oust Michael Voris. They can spin it every way that they want.
What does this have to do with me? I thought she was about to prove a point. This is what's wrong with the American women boomer mind. Sorry, if you're an American woman boomer, you either agree with this or you disagree. I got lost here in the argument. She was about to convince you that, the board of... there are two moles, and it has to be the board, but then they're telling a buddy of mine, and she knows who the buddy is, and just wait and listen, she's going to tell you who the buddy is, but now the people on the ground in the newsroom, they don't know what's going on, and Michael Voris never told us anything, and we weren't privy to anything, and that's how I know that this is true. What? What are you talking about, lady?
A morality clause? Yeah, I'll get into that. The morality clause was in the employee handbook, and it actually made me chuckle because part of it is that you have to treat each other by the golden rule. Treat each other as fellow Christians.
This is interesting.
There wasn't much Catholic going on inside of Church Militant other than the chapel.
There wasn't much Catholic going on inside of Church Militant. Well, 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 well. I'm sure you're all surprised to hear that. I mean, literally, having been on the receiving end of a sustained harassment, bullying, extortion, blackmail, hacking campaign, literally farms and farms of online trolls on all forms of social media, constantly cutting new salacious videos about me. You guys know me. You know how insignificant I am. There wasn't much Catholic going on inside of Church Militant. Christine Harrington.
Now, there were a few people that were very courteous, very accommodating, very nice to work with. But for the most part, everyone was vying to be a little Michael and to eventually take Michael's place. So they all emulated Michael and Michael's behavior. So that's why I know that this board had to have had their back up against the wall to claim that it was a morality clause. Now, it could.
What put their back up against the wall? Now, she doesn't explain in the video. But even a dumb, blind boomer is right on a blue moon. Okay? On an every other full moon, even a cucktarded boomer can be right, and she is right here. The board of directors back was up against the wall, and the reason why their back was up against the wall, she actually stumbles towards it and accidentally trips over the truth, doesn't realize it, and keeps moving in this video. It has very little to do with Voris's penchant for blood, feces, and semen. No, it has nothing to do with that, because that was going on for years. Everybody knew it. Multiple people in the organization knew that it was happening. What they didn't know was that 501c3 dollars were being pissed away into the wind, not only for feces and blood, but for other frivolities. This man was spending like a drunken sailor, quarter after quarter, year after year. After the high water mark of the Summer of Shame and their invention of James Grine and their attack on Theodore McCarrick and the huge traffic that went into that institution, money, dollars, clicks, buildings, real estate, assets. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. They never really achieved the magic after McCarrick. They milked McCarrick for as long as they could because McCarrick, in some ways, vindicated their overall thesis that all the bishops are gay, all the bishops are corrupt, you just have to take my word for it. So McCarrick was a vindication for them. It was good news for them. This is the perversion of Catholic media. This is the perversion of Church Militant and the perversion of a pervert named Michael Voris. When children are raped by priests and bishops, that was good news for Michael Voris. It was good news for his bottom line. It was good news for his advertising. It was good news for his clicks and his ability to pay people and hire people and sue people. And in the absence of anything like that, they tried to create news. They created their own news in Baltimore. And to some degree, it worked. And that's how they got a taste for the invention of artificial news. AstroTurf news. Hey, if we invent the news and then report on it, that will keep the scandals going. And that ultimately is why they turned on me. They invented a scandal between the two of us where none needed to exist. I'm just out there supporting a guy who's accused of a crime that I didn't think he committed. I didn't make any videos about Church Militant. I didn't bring them into it at all. I didn't ask his permission. I didn't call him and ask him for advice or anything like that. But in the absence of clicks, in the absence of news, in the absence of donations, of any red meat to give to his low information boomer base, they had to invent things.